Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Deep thoughts on Pink. Vinny and I couldn't talking about Pink there. I love her.
We haven't got new music from her in a minute.
I know.
That's it. Yeah. Just like, where's the new music?
Well, that Pink. And just like how great, like we crank that song up and
that part.
That. So good.
That
she's got raspy that thing edge. In her voice. God, go, she's
that right
so
there.
Freaking great.
Do that again. And she can.
Yeah. Over and over. Mm-hmm. It never gets tired.
And she can fly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Right. I forgot about it. She does that whole trapeze thing in her show. And she said one time, because she's so good, I guess she did, they did a trapeze thing for her, like at the Grammys. And she said she intentionally screwed up some of the notes and some of the singing because she wanted to make sure everyone knew she was doing it live. Like, I get it. I'm perfect. I can pull this off. No problem.
She's always been badass.
Oh. Pink. She's great.
Go Pink.
All right. You want to do some Winterland tickets? These Winterland tickets come with a meet and greet with Rob Thomas. So on the night of Winterland, you're going to be escorted into the depths of the Masonic to a secret location where you're going to get to chat with Rob. It's very exciting. So Winterland tickets and a meet and greet with Rob Thomas. Here is how you get these. Take the word Winterland. WINTERLAND. I wonder if that autocorrects to Wonderland or something. Make sure it's Winterland.
Mm-hmm.
Winterland. Take that to RadioAlice.com and you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets for the show and the meet and greet. Winterland is this hour's code word. Go to RadioAlice.com, click on the contest page, put it in there. December 4th, it's Alex Warren, Rob Thomas, and John Kay. The tickets are going fast. Get them while they last. Try and win a pair this week. Keep it here on Alice. Winterland is this hour's code word.
Good luck.
Yeah. If you are a Belieber, you love you some Justin Bieber.
I do.
I know you do. Surprisingly. You love that new song. Is it Daisies? Is that the one you like?
That's right.
Yeah. You might want to find a way to get to Coachella. Justin Bieber is basically saying, I hate touring and I don't want to do it again anytime soon. He released two records this year, Swag and Swag 2. He told fans during a Twitch stream on Friday, I guess maybe he was doing like an Ask Me Anything or something like that. He said, I just think because I've been touring for so long, just even the idea of touring at this point in my life sounds super daunting. I always start out really loving it. And then it always gets to a point where I'm just super burned out. And so like, I think at this point in my life, I really want to do spot dates where I just pick maybe a city and do a couple shows. He added he doesn't want to commit to a tour because it usually runs for a year and a half or two years. And for now, he's just focusing on giving his all to Coachella. He's playing both weekends because he doesn't want to feel overwhelmed. And this is a guy who struggles. So this is probably the way for him. And he's at a point in his career where he can pick and choose.
While I think a lot of artists coming up put a lot of road miles on their bodies, their voices, everything. I think most musicians are overwhelmed by touring, and they will tell you.
It's a lot.
We're in the like, we're in these green rooms, and we're in these buses, and we're on these planes, and we're just, and we're not really living our lives. We get on stage, and those 2 hours are amazing, right. But other than that,
a whole day's angled toward that.
It's a grind, and I can see where someone would say, especially a young person with enough money would say, nah,
yeah,
I don't want to.
I want to go to Coachella, so I'll do that. I'd like to go to Vegas for a couple days, so I'll do that.
I can see it.
Yeah, I know.
You know, they used to say in the 70s, they would have these bands, record labels would have these bands out touring. And the second they got home, they'd go, we booked the studio for you. Get back in there. And that was their life. That was the cycle that they were on. And the burnout was profound.
Right.
Like,
it was a tour, book the recording studio, crank out an album, tour to support it.
Get back out on tour.
Yep.
That was the lifestyle. So
welcome to the machine.
You know, we were talking about, what's that guy's name from Stranger Things that was picking on Millie? But I think that there is quite a few people of a certain age that feel like young people got it made too easy. Mm. You're soft. In reality, they're like, no, actually, I'm just trying to actually protect my mental health. I see you. You're all worn out and tired and burnt.
And mean.
And mean. I see what that made you. So now I'm going to find another way.
Yeah.
I give them credit.
Yep. Young people make all the changes. I like it.
I do too.
Justin Bieber is planning on performing both Swag albums for the first time, apparently at Coachella. And he says he's going to only fit in old stuff where he can. So if you're looking for a girlfriend... or Baby, Baby, Baby. Is that the name of that song?
Baby.
Just Baby? He's performing both Saturdays at the festival, April 11th and April 18th. So if you want to see him, try and get Coachella tickets.
Should I go?
Well, I think it's sold out.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
Go.
I suppose that's true.
You should go.
I've been three times.
You should go and report back to us.
Yeah, maybe I should go for our content.
Yeah.
Well, also, you know, you've said this. I'm not putting this on you, but you've said marriage, kid in the future.
I know.
That travel's going to go.
I know.
But maybe I should focus on doing things I haven't done yet.
Okay. I mean.
Like go to the moon or something.
Yeah, like go to the moon. Exactly what I was thinking.
Great.
Went so great for Katy Perry.
Should I make it to the moon?
Did you know that he dressed as Katy Perry for Halloween even though he didn't go to Halloween?
No.
Yeah, it was Katy Perry in space.
So bummed.
I know.
That was a great costume.
It's on my Instagram.
She doesn't go on there.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
She would never see
it. No,
that.
I just, I'll since I was it. Home, I took it. Just took a selfie.
I was going to make a little video of him like through the glass, like spinning around, you know, because there's a video of her holding the daisy. Oh, it was going to be so good.
Damn it.
Freaking COVID ruins everything.
I know. God, why does COVID still have to be a thing?
It's not if you get vaccinated.
That's not true. You can still get it.
Not like that.
But I didn't get yours.
Mm.
I will.
It seemed like a pretty quick turnaround, though, so at least there's that. I mean, ours dragged on for 10 days last time me and Vinny both had it.
I didn't even feel that sick.
No. I know.
But I couldn't get a clear. And I was testing all the time.
Had boosted, for sure. So that may have been why we had an easier time of it. Okay. On this show, there is just a tiny little clip from Lil Jon's Turn Down for What? That we used to play all the time. So it's actually a Lil Jon. I don't know any other Lil Jon songs, but Turn Down for What? I love.
Wait a minute. What is the song Shot, Shot, Shot? Who's that?
That's the other guy.
No.
That's Lil Jon too?
Who's Shot, 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 Shot?
Is it another Lil?
L-M-F-A-O.
No.
It was... they may have used it, but Shots is from... I think Lil Jon.
Oh, it is featuring Lil Jon.
That's what we use from Lil Jon. I don't know about the Turn Down for What.
You remember him playing Turn Down for What?
I do, but Shots was the one.
Shots, okay. Well, there you go. I do know another song from him.
Okay.
So, Can You Meditate to turn down for what?
Well, I don't think I've heard the whole song. I mean, this comes out of the morning show's trip to Vegas, where we were all up at 2 in the morning, having not gone to bed.
We're often up,
you know, at 2, 3 o'clock, but it's because we've slept. And I don't remember the name of the song. I don't remember the song itself. I remember, like, those two moments kind of stand out.
Yeah.
I remember I ate a grilled cheese at 2:30 in the morning, which was really fun. I don't know. What's the song? Could I? You tell me.
You couldn't.
Okay.
However, at least in the past you couldn't, but now you can. Lil Jon just released a collection of guided meditations.
Oh, okay.
That remix 6 of his biggest hits into soundscapes that can help you find your center. The other songs are Yeah, Get Low, Lovers and Friends, Alive and Goodies. Anybody? I got none of those.
No.
So the only one I know from that is Turned Down for What? Oh, he's actually talking too.
Yeah.
Oh, this is nice.
Turn down the volume of your thoughts.
Oh.
Crank it up. Turn up the volume of your thoughts.
Keep going. Turn it down as much as you can until you can barely hear it at all.
Okay, I don't know about this, but I'll tell you what. I use this kind of stuff. I like it.
Turn down for what?
Oh, turn down for what? Hilarious.
I like it.
Turn down for meditation. The album is called Remix.
Turn down for what?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, it's an album?
It is. It's 6 songs. Well, sorry, is that an EP? I don't know. They're pretty long.
Okay.
It's called Remix Meditation, and Lil Jon says, there was a time in my life. I think, is that him saying it?
Yeah, okay. That's him.
There was a time in my life where there was lots of stuff going on, and meditation and saying affirmations helped me to get back into a positive mindset when I was drifting away from it.
Mm-hmm.
It helped me to really manifest what I wanted out of life. So it was important to share all of that stuff with people.
There's a bunch of apps that you can become a member of, and I use a lot of those, including Bedtime Stories, where they just... One guy does these 3 different stories on this app that I use.
Always the same stories?
No, they're different stories, but I have no idea how they end because they do put me to sleep.
Mm.
And when I restart it, I'm like, I still don't know how I don't know the end of this damn story.
How long is each one?
There's one that's like 30 and one that's 40 minutes and one that's somewhere in there.
Okay.
And if you put them on and you lay in bed and you try to, and you know, you can do... books on tape or anything that you can just focus on that rather than be in the frustration of your day.
Specifically, bedtime stories would be, I would assume, calm, conflict-free, boring. Like, I sometimes will listen to a book to try to go to sleep, and all of a sudden, some crazy thing happens, and everyone's yelling, and it's I'm like,
yeah, that's not helpful.
Let's go. But it is important to kind of try to quiet your mind, especially at bedtime, my God. But a lot of people use meditation, you know, just throughout the day just to get themselves centered and sort of feel reconnected with the world around them.
Just for the record, they're called the Minor Mysteries. And those stories he actually says it in the beginning. He says, the minor mysteries are things like that thing that went missing at your house. They mean nothing to most people, but something to someone. There's just nonsense, but you fall into them and you go, I think he's talking about umbrellas. And then you're asleep.
That sounds delightful.
Now, if only they could just, you know, choke me out and keep me asleep for a lot longer, that'd be great.
I'll just start the thing over again,
I guess. But, you know.
What's coming up in the news, Ben?
So much stuff, but really we'll begin with good news after these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram video reels, pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show daily, and links to all of our personal profiles.
You think John's heard that song?
Daisies by Justin Bieber?
Yeah, your husband.
I don't think that he has.
You think if he sat down and listened to that, he'd just start playing?
Yes.
Jesus.
I know.
I love that little lick that kid's playing. Well, I don't know if he's playing it, but he can play all the instruments.
You know what? I'll try him. I'll play for him today and
see what he says.
And I'll give him one chance.
Okay.
And I'll roll the tape for you.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Billie Eilish tickets all this week. Listen at 4.05 p.m. to Jane's show. Hello.
Yeah.
Listen to Jane all day, but then at 4.05, she'll share a code word.
Pay special attention.
Then head to RadioAlice.com and enter that code word for your last chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the sold-out Billie Eilish concert on November 23rd at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. Billie Eilish is, she's a thing.
Of the moment.
All right, here's what's happening. So we do have a storm on the way right now. I guess you could... I mean, I see clouds out there, but yeah. I also see some blue sky. Mid-60s is your temps today. But we've got rain early tomorrow morning. If you're commuting tomorrow, you're going to head out into rainy weather. There's that. This is one of those good news stories that I root for.
Okay.
Because it's just random and it just happened and someone's just $6 million richer because of it.
Okay. Tell me everything.
Three brothers in California were going through their mom's attic after she passed away and found a pristine copy of the first Superman comic.
Oh.
From 1939.
Oh my God. Really?
It's going up for
Superman
auction.
Number one.
In pristine condition.
Like still in its plastic, never been handled.
It's going up for auction later this month, and they say it will get over $6 million.
Oh, my God. That is good news.
Good for them.
That's incredible.
That's just some dudes just
going through mom's
attic. Going through mom stuff. And, you know, you would take mom. You want mom as long as you can have her. But here they are suddenly. This is in this area. Three Northern California brothers. Taking stock of their late mother's belongings in their family home during the holiday season last year, discovered she had for decades held on to a pile of old comic books tucked away in the attic beneath layers of
incredible
faded newspapers and cobwebs.
Incredible. And thankfully, they took the time instead of just saying, oh, it's a box of newspapers, chuck that out. Like, that's got to be hard going through your mom's stuff. I mean, I can't imagine anything sadder.
There were a few other comics there, but this one is the one.
Well, yeah.
This is the one. A number
incredible.
One Superman in perfect condition.
Mm.
Way to go. It doesn't say exactly. Let me see. Doesn't say exactly where they are, but way to go.
Well, NorCal. We'll claim them. I suppose it could be Redding, you know.
Wow.
Somewhere up in Humboldt County. It's not at Lake Shasta.
I don't know any of those places. I need to live the city more.
Maybe they live in the city. Let's go with that.
It doesn't say exactly where they're from, but good way to go, guys. I'm happy for you.
I hope
that, you know,
incredible.
There's your life
what
is made.
Find. No doubt.
You know, money change. change money that will change your life. We were talking about is a million and up. This is going to be enough.
Yeah,
boys.
Couple don't blow it on a Lamborghini, kids.
Although they have to split it, what, three ways?
Who cares?
Plus million split three ways should do a good job. And they're not kids. Part of the thing that I was asking you is, you know, young people get $1 million. Pew! We used to think that was, you're done.
That's it. I'm rich.
Now you go, $1 million. You're not hitting no beach at 20. Anyway. This next story, older Americans' screen habits mirror younger generations. I wanted to tell this story to you, and this is, I guess, how I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I went to this talent show on Saturday night. It's my kid's school, and there were a million different things, singers and little plays, and these kids put on a skit, and they were doing their mom.
Oh, whoa. Was she right there in the audience?
I don't know, but I had to assume. And mom had a phone in her hand. The character of mom in this bit had a phone in her hand the whole time, every minute. And I was sitting there watching this skit thinking, oh my God, if my kids interpreted me on stage as a guy with his hand in front of his face all the time, I would be embarrassed, humiliated, and absolutely wanting to change everything about everything.
Yes.
And I'd also be furious. How could you? You rotten little kid.
Well, I guess the kids just assume the mom's not even watching. She's just looking down at her phone.
And I don't know how many parents out there can look at themselves objectively and say, that's me. I gotta make changes.
Or that's not me, right?
And it's like, possible. Like, you know, kids, maybe they're just, you know,
yeah,
giving her the
maybe
business.
Once in a while she looks at her phone, and that just happens to me when they need dinner. Jeez.
But I really was embarrassed for her and thought, oh, that is crushing. And
they say this is specifically?
They, each skit they introduced and says, you know, so-and-so will be playing the mom, you know, her mom in this segment, and the kids will be playing
her brothers and sisters.
So it was absolute.
Oh, my God. And it was directed at the mom.
I don't think it was aimed. I don't think they aimed it at her the same way I felt it.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Oh, as in just the mom character stared at the phone the whole time.
Yes, I don't think they were aiming it at her. Like, I don't think they see what would be wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. That's how it is.
I saw it and was all, oh, that would be so humiliating to me. And I don't think that my kids would see me that way, but it would. I just
want to hope, right?
But anyway, the story is older American screen habits mirror younger generations or vice versa. Like, parents want to believe they're keeping their kids from their devices. And in reality, their kids see your kids see you on your device round the clock. They think that's normal and expect to be that.
Mm-hmm.
So
this is how we do life.
Consider how that would look if you were in the audience as your child portrays you as someone going like this.
Yeah.
I'd
rather be the mother who's all, you know what you should do? Let me just spoil all the holidays for you, you know, whatever.
Oh my goodness.
At least I'm like acknowledging that I made children.
Crushing.
Yeah.
800-400-3697 is our text line, and Maddie's on the show.
Hey, Maddie.
From the 415, on your segment about bosses and subordinates, I knew someone who was a CNA, which is a tech, and married the doctor at the hospital she worked for. Not a big hospital, but it does happen all the time. 805, I listen to the Calm app every night and challenge myself to listen to a full story. I never make it either, Vinny. Kelly,
yeah, that's what it is.
Listening on the app.
Say the name of the thing they listen to
again. Calm app.
The Calm app. Okay. Oh, Calm.
Calma.
Calm.
C-A-L-M. There's a bunch of them, though. Headspace. There's like, just go in there and there's meditations and things that they're useful.
Mm.
You got to use them.
Yep.
But if you use them, I like them.
Oh my gosh, my kids call me out for looking at my phone all the time. We're trying as a family to do better.
Honestly, I don't think it's a big deal in general, but seeing it on the stage and that's how they see you, I felt it for her.
Ignores us kids.
Uh-huh. I felt it for her. I was just like, oh my God, that is awful.
Mm. Mm-hmm. All right, ready to play?
Yep.
We're going to play How Old's That Guy?
All right.
How old is Ralph Macchio? Vinny.
How old 63.
Ralph? 63. What?
What do you think?
I was thinking like...
Maddie? Well, hold on. Don't go out of order or we'll screw up our order.
Oh.
60.
65.
65.
Am I thinking the right guy? I'm thinking more like...
It's a Karate Kid guy. Daniel LaRusso in Cobra Kai and Karate Kid movies.
I'm going to go 62. I think he's younger.
62? He is 64. So Vinny and Maddie sandwich that and each get a point.
But I went first, so I mean, I think I get an extra point. Versus him.
No, that's
okay.
All right.
Okay, no, it's thank fine. You. He gets an extra point.
Great job.
What?
Well, he argued for it. Next
he
up.
He looks great.
I'm arguing against
thank you.
It.
Ralph Macchio.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you also look great. Don't worry.
I mean, Karate Kid.
What are you trying? We're trying to get out of here.
He looks way younger than Vinny.
Oh, boy.
Wait, what?
Are you still bitching about the extra point?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Well, maybe you can make a good argument out of here.
Yeah, I get an extra point. I get called butt ugly. I'm just all the emotions. I got
I didn't
a lot.
Say
of...
ugly. I said old.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that the same? All right. Maddie, you're up first. How old is Kathy Griffin?
She comedian, doesn't look good.
Comedian no. Kathy Griffin. She
I'm
looks pretty good.
She's
oh, stop it.
Yanked back.
She's 61.
61. What do you think, Bobby?
69.
69.
65.
She is exactly 65.
Oh,
thank you.
That's 4-1. No points for Bob yet. How old is Matthew McConaughey? Bob, you're first. How old is Matthew McConaughey?
60.
60. What do you think, Vinny?
57.
57.
All right, all right, all right. 58.
He is 56. That's another point for Vinny.
Oh, my God.
How old is Diddy? Diddy. Sean Puff Daddy Combs.
He's already celebrating over there. Get him.
So this is Vinny first. Go ahead, Vinny. How
what's
old
the question?
Diddy.
Diddy.
How old's Diddy?
60.
60. What do you think, Maddie?
59.
59. 61. He is 56. That's a point for Maddie. And our final
man.
One here... Bob completely missed the target. She's not on the board. Maddie has 2. Vinny has 5. Last question is, how old is Survivor host Jeff Probst? Maddie.
61.
61.
55.
55.
A lot of surgery happening there. A lot of it. Multiple facelifts.
Yeah, he's all kinds of... I think he got his dimples deepened, too.
I'm going to say he... What did Maddie say?
Maddie said 61. Bob said 55.
I say 62.
He is 64 years old. That's a point for Vinny. And by a score of 6-2-0, it's El Campeón.
Campeón.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for the kisses.
Bye. We're out of here. Enjoy the Alice all the live long day. Mason and Jane have more tickets for Winterland and that meet and greet with Rob Thomas. Plus, Jane has tickets to the sold out Billie Eilish concert coming up at 4:05. And we'll see you back here on Hope Day.
Thank you.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.